You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff, the best way to start your sports weekend.
Lansing State Journal's Joe Rexroad. Is Michigan a better basketball team and we just don't realize it?
Well, I think right now Michigan is playing better basketball than Michigan State. When you're talking about a guy like Darius Morris and then a freshman emerging like Tim Hardaway and then Jordan Morgan, they're the heck of a three-man nucleus. Michigan State right now has, you know, two guys that they can count on every game, and that's if Draymond Green is healthy.
Now, here's Dave Benton.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here alongside Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer, joined now by Detroit News Matt Charbonneau. Matt, how you doing? Good. Good. Well, we appreciate you joining us. We know it's a busy weekend for you. I guess I'll start with this. That win against Purdue, in your feeling, is that the start of something special, or is that just a fluke in a season of just cruddy performances?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I got to tell you, that's easily the best I've seen this team play in probably all season. I mean, they came close to that against Duke way back when, but had 20 turnovers in that game. That didn't exist yesterday against Purdue. And, you know, I don't know what it is about this team, and it's funny, you talk to the guys afterwards, and they don't really have an explanation either, but they just had the feeling going into that game that things were different, and I don't know if it's March. I don't know what it is, if Tom Izzo is some sort of magician, but I tell you what, that team, I haven't seen that team all year, and, you know, whether it's a fluke or whether it's a sign of things to come, I guess we'll find out pretty quick, but, you know, if they play anywhere near that, then that's a pretty good sign.
Matt, it's Scott here. Now, the guys all week had talked about coming out to a faster start, but they've talked about that all season. What was the difference in yesterday's game?
Yeah, I got to think at this point, it's just they finally realized this is it. I mean, there's no more screwing around. If they lose yesterday, you know, the chances of them getting the NCAA tournament were probably slim to none at that point. You know, they were already on the bubble, and a lot of other bubble teams are winning right now. So, you know, it certainly, you know, we talked before the game that Purdue was going to have to help out too, and they certainly did. Purdue took some bad shots early on, forcing a lot of things. And Michigan State, let's be honest, they made shots. It seems kind of simple, but a lot of times they just haven't shot very well. And yesterday, you know, Kalen Lucas was unbelievable early on, and that created a lot of easy shots for other guys. And like Thomas said many times, when you're making shots, you look a heck of a lot better. And we certainly saw that yesterday.
Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, joining us. Matt, you know, I asked Joe Rexroad about this last week, and I guess I'd ask you too because you've seen him play so much. Is Kalen Lucas right now playing better basketball than he's ever played in his career?
You know, it's funny. I really think he is. You know, people look back to 2 years ago when he was Player of the Year. They made it to the championship team. But, I mean, you look at the numbers, you look at everything else. This guy, considering how far he's come in such a short time after that injury, it really is amazing. And I tell you, yesterday with that sprained ankle, I tell you, after the Iowa game, he said that thing really hurt. He was having a hard time moving on it. I didn't expect much from him yesterday. And to see him come out and play like that, you know, it's funny because he didn't have the burst yesterday that he has had the last few weeks. That almost made him a more patient player, and then he just shot, you know, the lights out. And I can't remember seeing this guy play better. I think not only is he scoring better, he's making better decisions with the basketball. And before he hurt himself the other night, he's defending so much better this year than we've really ever seen him defend before.
Talking about Kalen's ankle and a little bit more than that, how is the health of the team going into the rest of this weekend?
You know, it's really not bad. Other than Kalen, it isn't. And the other big concern from people would be Delvon Rowe with that knee, especially coming into today playing this third straight game, because a lot of times this season he doesn't even practice the day after a game. But even last night after that game, he said the knee feels great. You know, he defends Johnson pretty well when he was on him. You know, he still doesn't have that lift that you would hope, but that's just kind of the reality with him now. The big thing for him is if there's pain, and so far he said there hasn't been. And, you know, I guess people are going to keep crossing their fingers, knocking on wood, whatever they got to do, because having him out there, as we saw in the last few minutes last night, some key rebounds, hitting some free throws. I mean, that guy, it doesn't really show up in the stat sheet, but when he's healthy, it's big for them. And so far, he's saying it feels pretty good.
Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, joining us. Matt, you were down there last night. I only saw a post-game interview with Tom Izzo. So, I mean, we're up here in Lansing. I didn't see what he was like the rest of the night. Was his attitude after that game, was he proud? Was he more focused on the next game? Like, what exactly was his attitude last night?
I don't think there's any doubt that was as proud as that guy's been in a long time. I mean, there were a couple times when he was talking about Del Monroe playing and Kalen Lucas playing, he had tears in his eyes. I mean, this was a guy who really, you know, last week and for several times this year, had no answers for what was going on with this team. And last night, I think that all kind of came out, and he was, he said he was as proud of that team as he'd been any team in years. And, the good thing for Michigan State fans is it doesn't take him long, though, when he's focusing on that next game. But, certainly after the game, he was proud of those guys. And it really showed. I mean, Tom's an emotional guy, but it really showed last night.
One of the big things we've been trying to figure out all season is really where this team's at. They seem to be almost bipolar. Do you get the feel that they're going to ride this momentum out?
I really do, especially this weekend. Who knows what will happen after a break here and into the NCAA tournament, but I think certainly here today and into tomorrow, I think they will. I mean, I think they're going to catch a break here. The Penn State, the team they're going to play, only because with Wisconsin, they always play tough, hard games against them. You never know what's going to happen with Penn State. So I honestly think they are going to this weekend. Once they get out of here, obviously they'll have a break and some practice, but these guys, if you talk to them and watch them, I mean, it is a good question where they've been all year, because this really is an absolutely different team, not only on the floor, but you see them afterwards talking to them. I mean, it's just 180-degree turnaround for most of the season. You saw Del Monroe and Draymond Green, in fact, in the press conference, were joking around. It felt like it was the NCAA tournament last year, and the entire season didn't even happen. I mean, these guys, they were completely different. The attitude had changed so much, and it's amazing what a few wins will do for you.
What about the attitude of Darrell Summers? I know being in the locker room after some of the games down the stretch of the regular season, he wasn't necessarily the happiest player in the world.
Yeah, Darrell is just an interesting guy, I tell you. If we can find anyone to explain Darrell, I'll pay him to hear, because, there were a few games late, he didn't do much, but the team won, and he was happy as can be. And then, here they have a huge win last night. I thought he played fairly well. Obviously, he didn't get a lot of shots, but he rebounded well again, defended okay, and I think was a key part of that win. And, he wasn't as fired up. And so, I don't know. That's the biggest question mark out there. It has been all season, and But I tell you, if he keeps rebounding and going after the ball like he has, it's not going to matter if he scores a ton of points. They get 8, 9, 10 points out of him, 6, 7 rebounds. That's going to be a lot. And hopefully he keeps doing that and doesn't get down on himself again, because they're really going to need him.
And stop stepping on the baseline too. That would probably help. But Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, here with us. Matt, let's say they beat Penn State today. What is the potential of how high they can jump up in the seedings now that they are firmly in the tournament?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know how much today will necessarily help them. If they could get through and somehow win tomorrow, we're talking single digits easily for this team, probably as high as, I don't know, if they win, you can even get crazy in the 7-8 range. That might be a little bit of a stretch, but they win today. I think you're probably looking at a good solid 10 for a 7-10 game. And, considering the season they've had, I think they'll take that. But, like I said, the way they're playing, I wouldn't put winning today and tomorrow past them and getting into that 7-8 seed range. And, who knows from that point.
We're talking to Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Matt, what do you see happening on the other side of the bracket between Michigan and Ohio State?
That's really going to be an interesting game. If anyone's watched this year, I mean, Michigan has played Ohio State probably as tough as anybody and hasn't come up with a win. I mean, they lost by 4 at home, really played them tough at Ohio State, and ended up losing. Ohio State pulled away late. But, I don't know. Did Ohio State get a scare with Northwestern? We'll see. Are they kind of complacent, thinking they have the number one already? That could be part of it. And I tell you, Michigan is playing some pretty good basketball, and their confidence is high as anybody's. To erase a 12-point deficit in the second half like they did yesterday against Illinois was pretty impressive. And, can they win? I think they definitely can. Ohio State's definitely a more talented team, but, at this point I would put it as a toss-up. And I tell you, all the talk around here last night was, this really could end up as a Michigan-Michigan State final, and how crazy would that be? But, you know, I think that Michigan-Ohio State game is going to be a heck of a game to start out today.
Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, with us. Matt, before we let you go, I wanted to switch over to football for a second, ask you what you know about the two Michigan State football players, Brian Linthicum and Max Bullough, who were arrested out in Colorado. What details can you give us?
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't got a lot more. Most people know that they were at a bar and they were arrested, obviously, on spring break. And talking with the Michigan State people yesterday, you know, Mark D'Antonio is in town here for the tournament, but he's with his family, and the MSU people said he'll talk about it probably early next week. He didn't want to get into it here and take away from the basketball team. So early next week will look like we'll have a comment from the people at Michigan State. But I got to tell you, my gut feeling is it's two kids on spring break, kind of being dumb college kids on spring break, to be honest with you. And you know, I don't think this speaks to a whole big larger problem with this team, but. You know, we'll see once we get a little more detail next week, but, you know, hopefully it's not a big, huge thing, and I really don't think it is.
Matt, real quick, what's your prediction for today's game? What's your prediction for how far Michigan State will go in the NCAA tournament?
Well, if anyone suffered through the Penn State-Wisconsin game last night...
I was there. I watched it.
Oh, my goodness, what a disaster. I honestly think I don't see a way of them losing today. I really think they're going to win today, and... deep down, everyone's pulling for Michigan to win that game against Ohio State just so we can set that rematch up. But, you know, if they play Michigan, I think they got a great shot of winning. If they end up playing Ohio State in the championship, people might not remember, but you go back to when Michigan State played Ohio State, they played really well in that game, and they defended Sullinger as well as anyone has this year. So, you know, I would put them 50-50 at winning the title against whoever they play. On Sunday.
Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News. Matt, we appreciate it. Enjoy the games.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News. When we come back, we'll talk more Michigan State, Penn State's weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.